Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Penn La Christian senior, now graduate of Penn La Christian, Claire Brofhardt, as unfortunately the season's come to an end with a 3-loss to Grandview Christian in the first round of regional postseason action. Claire, one of two seniors this year after, you know, just kind of a unique year. What can you just say about your final year here playing softball in Eagle Lane?
Out of my 5 years playing for this team, this has definitely been my favorite. It's been my most fun and definitely my most memorable. You wouldn't think that after only winning one game in the season that I'd be able to say that, but the team was truly an atmosphere like I've never been a part of. And we kept fighting through the end. We had a lot of struggles and just like injuries, and we just kept pushing through and keep fighting. And like, I love these girls so much, and our coaches really poured into us. It was a really amazing season.
I got to ask you about that mindset right there, because I think that's really unique. You mentioned it wasn't from the wins and losses standpoint, it wasn't the year that you guys were hoping for, right? But obviously the attitude that you just mentioned is very unique. What allows you to have that perspective in the face of what a lot of people would look at from the outside and say, man, that season must be really rough?
I've honestly found the joy of the Lord while playing softball and giving everything to Him, opening up my hands and giving Him the glory. And my teammates have done such a good job at like encouraging me, and we've been able to find joy in the cheers and the little things, every out, every at bat. We just keep cheering each other on, and it's really something special.
And one thing I got to talk about too, we were talking about this, you know, in our post game before things kind of went a little haywire there at the end of our post game, was, you know, this team really has shown a lot of growth throughout the season, and being one of the leaders and one of the few returners to this team that could kind of help guide them in that growth this season. What was kind of the big thing for you that you, in the role that you took on this year, that you think was the most unique or maybe the most challenging in working with the girls this year?
I think I mean there were a lot of new people in the outfield, especially with me, and so for me to just like show leadership and just keep encouraging them and showing them like this is how like you move on from new things and this is how you keep going, and like just encouraging them and really pouring into them all the positives, like I've seen tremendous growth in every single one of my teammates, and for me to be a part of that growth is something like I'm so grateful for.
And I want to touch too on your teammates, because, you know, I look at this game, and even from the games that I saw early in the season to the, you know, tonight's game, there was just growth not only on the field, but a lot of growth in just like the personalities out the field. I remember there was a few girls at the start of the year that, like, when I would be around, they would like maybe look my way or whatever, and now like they'll just come up and they've really grown in that. What's been the thing that you have really enjoyed the most in seeing that side of things away from the softball field and seeing the rest of the team develop in that nature as well, just off the field, in addition to what they've grown on the field?
Seeing the girls really like bond in friendships and with each other has been something that's huge. We've had a lot of team bonding, and for me to like connect with them outside of softball and pour into them outside of that too, and it's just like we really just like we're here to have fun and give it our all. And so it's like whether we're on the field, whether we're off the field, we're all for each other, and we keep like growing and learning. And yeah, just keep like bonding with each other. I think that's been a really big growth for us.
And again, we're talking to Claire Brofhardt, a senior, now recent graduate from the Pella Christian softball team at the unfortunate end of the season. One thing that I think is really unique too with this situation is, you know, 2 years in a row now, it's been, you know, very low numbers as far as the seniors go. You know, with that, what are maybe some of the things that you picked up on from last year with Emery, knowing that, you know, this year just you and Claire Wimfogel as the two seniors on this team? What were some of the things you learned from her in trying to be one of the few upperclassmen on this Eagles softball team?
Emery has always been my biggest role model in softball, so for me to take her place in center field felt like big shoes to fill, but she honestly showed me how to be a good player and how just be a good teammate. So for me to keep encouraging and like keep learning, like Emery gave it her all, and so that's kind of the mindset I went into it with, like being a senior, I figured people would also follow that role model, and hopefully I'm hoping that people learned maybe something from me for just giving it my all, going out there and giving it my best.
And I'm going to ask you this next question, even though she just walked up right here, so, you know, don't feel any pressure from that. But, you know, new head coach is here with Mindy Kagmarinski, her first year with the program. What can you say about just what she's done this year with this program and, you know, the direction that she's got this team going?
I couldn't have asked for a better coach. I honestly questioned if we would have a team this year. So when she stepped up, I honestly started crying because I was so grateful that somebody so positive and influential and who loves this sport and who loves us girls came up and got to lead us, and she encouraged me every step of the way. I just felt so supported, and like I learned so much this season because of her, so there's nobody else who would have been better for the position.
I gotta touch on this too, because I get hear it in your voice there, just the emotion and just what what Mindy has meant to you, you know, on the softball diamond. But it, obviously, just hearing that emotion, it means that relationship goes much deeper than just the softball diamond. What is Coach Kay Gmarinski meant to you beyond the softball field, just in everyday life, and what she's done for you over the last, you know, 4 years of your time at Pendleton Christian High School, and even beyond that in your time prior to being in high school?
Yeah, she's just always been cheering me on in life, and I see her at church every Sunday morning, and I just love, like, following her example, and she always speaks, like, my true identity, and she's always looking for the positive in everything and speaking life into me, and that's something that I value so much, and I hope to gain from her as well to be more like her, yeah.
And again, we're talking to Claire Brofhart. One final question here, too. You know, season's over. I know that that's unfortunate, but now you got a little bit more time. You get a little bit more time than your classmates than where you're going to next. We talked about this. Not going the traditional college route to start. You're going to do YWAM.
Yes.
I am familiar with what YWAM is, but I know that a lot of our listeners are not going to be familiar with that. If you could tell us a little bit more about what YWAM is, where you're going to be participating in YWAM, and just how excited you are to get started with that.
Yeah, so Youth with a Mission is what it stands for, and it's a global missions movement specifically for youth, and their goal is to just go out and preach the gospel. And so out in September, I'm going out to Colorado, and I spent 3 months there doing training and a lot of lessons and learning and worshiping and following the Lord. And then I go overseas for 3 months to the 1040 window, which is the least reached people groups in the whole world, and I don't know exactly. I find out when I get there, but I'm just super excited for what the Lord has in this new season.
That is awesome. Claire, again, appreciate it. I really enjoyed getting to know you over the last couple of years. Looking forward to seeing how YWAM goes for you. Don't be a stranger here in the Tulip City. We'll look forward to hearing how YWAM goes, and you know, I want to hear more about that.
Yes.
But again, congratulations on a fantastic career here at Pella Christian,
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Claire Brofhart, a senior of the Pella Christian softball team, here on today's Melee Radio Sports page.